Have you ever realized how impinging some obituary writing is? Like, as fate would have it, in 1998, he met his soon-to-be betrothed wife, the woman who he fathered six children with. Like, why don't they talk normally? Mama! Welcome, welcome, everybody. Yes, so get in. Yes, there's going to be refreshments in the front. So, yes. My name is Sebo Pebak Seat. Tanagana for the BI. You always want to leave the front row. I don't know why. I don't know what. You always want to leave the first two rows. Then they will say, oh, please, can you please move to the front? Then it's becoming, And it's so funny because it's like, sometimes these are the Ghanaian isms that happen and you're like, this is Ghana. Anyway, guys, welcome to the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, so my name is Joseph Inti. I'm going to be your host. And if you're joining us this podcast, it is brought to you by the kind courtesy of the Gold Coast Report. Now, listen, I do this with my friend of what? Well, since 2014. Yeah, we've been doing it for 8 years. My co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes, you don't hear him, but his hands are all over this. Okay, exactly. I'm the talent. Oh, yeah. Me, I pull up, I talk, and I go. Anyway, welcome to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. All right, listen, you know we have to get into things. So it's time for What's Trending.
Gomora fight to cry a film, baby, not chalk it. The roof on a rap and the bummy tidam, I got this and mukumi deposit. And yet I'm open, I'm a pemupi filis, even on the person of water, rap and I'm a chuckle butter with touch and my cabby papa to mini pam and rush it. Okay, I believe you, Babaja Mike, that Chemi said you be the bossu. Okay, let me 20 seconds, graph and it's a winner will be the bossu. But the Babaja business will be here, they will go to the dorsal. But beyond to be the vision for 40 seconds, my final lawsuit. My sister may flow no back to back, but to circle the bumotry. After them, I flop it, close to glass, so they should be the more worse. And man, I'm a rapping with the bushels, after they got someone a rushing. After they mess my life.
So right before I came on here, I saw a video that Mr. Easy did. Yes, Mr. Easy is letting us know that it's been 10 years since Skin Tight has been out. Honestly, iconic. Skin Tight, I don't know how you guys are gonna feel about it, but Mr. Easy, Jules, if you ask Skin Tight, I think they set off this wave. These are some of the foundational songs of the alter scene in Ghana. No, honestly, because, you know, around that same time, not many people were doing this kind of like alter sound. It was like very fresh. And I feel like what Jules did with Skin Tight was such a different take. It was like, yeah, it just woke something up. Like all of a sudden people were like getting into their melodic bags and stuff. Like that's how I remember it. You know what I mean? People can have their opinions. Like it's not as serious to me. This is what I think. Like nobody has to agree. Okay. Y'all like to tussle so much. I feel like I'd be given so many disclaimers, but like maybe I should just be like, yeah, fuck y'all. Think what you want to think. But anyway, yeah. So shout out to Mr. Easy. 10 years of Skin Tight. Of course. Okay, listen, since we're already talking about music, I am telling you guys, I just finished writing a review of Jackie's debut album. Mwamunim, the debut means your first. Yes. Nedikain. And why the debut, you know? Yes. Because she has two EPs. I think Seed and another one. She has two EPs and she has like, global hit singles. My name is Jackie D. Hey. Oh, yes, indeed. No. So I've listened to this album. Listen, I've said this before, especially on Twitter. You cannot make an accurate or you cannot have an accurate opinion on an album by listening to it once. It's just not practical. It doesn't make sense. You're listening like it's just not, you know. So I really like to sit with an album. I've been listening to it for, I think, the greater part of 2 days, you know, it's just on rotation. Whenever I have to go anywhere in my car, I play it. Like, it's just on rotation because I just want to keep catching things. Because you know, I see the seriousness in which she talks about the music and like the interviews that she's done in the rollout. And I just want to be able to connect with what she's trying to do. And so, yeah, I really gave myself that time. And I look, good effort. I really like the album. I really like the album. I know it's going to be on heavy rotation. Like so many, I got like 4 or 5 songs to my like songs. And that's always a good thing, you know. She made me feel something. You know, if you, it's 17 songs. I mean, one is an intro. 2 of them are songs that we know. So, I mean, look, if I'm going to listen to an album that has 17 songs, okay, 16, one intro, and I'm not going to feel anything by like song number 3, it's not looking good. You know what I mean? But no. I was hooked from the intro. The intro, this whole Adoa thing that like fuses into all of these. Oh my God. Listen, y'all make sure you go and listen to After Midnight because, oh yes. Oh, very yes. Oh, very yes. Anyway, let's get into this Hennessy cipher that Joey B was a part of, you know. Honestly, one thing I'm going to say when it comes to Joey B is like, I think that I really appreciate his aesthetic. You know, Joey B is not giving you like, I think it's very comedic. It's very comedic sometimes in the facial expressions and stuff, but also like the shorts are really short. Sometimes like there's a mustache. So, you know, like I like it. It's very refreshing. It's Tyler, the Creator-ish, you know, I like it. Yeah. It's, you know, look, I always say one of the ways I enjoy visual stuff. So like, I like it when artists put a lot of effort into like their presentation. And I'm saying all of this to say I loved his outfit. Like, listen, when I saw, I said, oh, against these like golden brown hues, and he had like this knitted thing on, and the hat shape, and you know the way the durag is under there, you think that it's actually like cornrows or something, but we all know that he doesn't have cornrows. But it was such a cool look. And when he said, this is how he ended the rap, he said, since Cisco they never seen the dragon. I said, okay. Yes, because you unleashed the dragon. I know. Yeah, Cisco told you, I know you don't really want to unleash the dragon, but you unleashed the dragon. And so, yeah, since Cisco, they never seen the dragon. Oh, yeah. Joey B, clock it. You did that. I enjoyed it. I loved it. It is what it is. Come on. All right. So let's get into this Shatta Wale and Yoko thing, because it's so crazy. Like, all of this happened right after we recorded the last episode. So this is going to sound a little dated, but look, we have to talk about it. So basically, Shatta Wale bought a new Lamborghini. Apparently, the person that sold it to him is being investigated by the FBI. I don't know if it's the same guy that was arrested early on and then like Shatta Wale is in the news defending him or something. I don't know. I didn't do that research. But I just want to say, in order for me to understand what was going on, I had to go and watch a video that Tekken Tree did. And guys, if you watch Tekken Tree's videos, you know that was not easy. I've been through a lot. I don't know what's going on. Like what? Like, I know I have a wealth of accents, but I just... Because I don't know, like, I was really struggling. But anyway, listen. So this man that sold the Lamborghini to Shatta Wale is being investigated. So they called him in to help this is all alleged, all according to Tekken Tree. According to Tekken Tree. And so, yeah, that's why they picked him up. Like, you know, come and help us with our investigation. Tell us about this man that we're investigating. We just bought you, you know, you're a prominent person. So your purchase caught our attention, you know, all the fanfare around it. And boy, oh boy, did the SM show out. I have a friend who says that his boss says that God is greatest weapon or something is Shatta Wale. Like, bruh. People were pulling up, making videos, calling people out, ready to go to war over Shatta Wale being called. Like, I don't know whether was he arrested? He was just asked to come in, I think. Okay? Look at all these disclaimers. Anyway, SFS pulled up, they showed out, they, look. Yeah. And then, you know, he came out. I saw a video that he did when he came out. He was just thanking all of these big men and these who made everything, you know. He thanked his fans. He even thanked the people at Yoko, you know. Very diplomatic, you know, very PR media training. So we don't know. I mean, it is what it is. And one thing about Shatta Wale news, you will know it's against your will. Yes, you will. It will be in your face until you bother to look at it. So anyway, let's move on. BBN is really heating up for me. because I've been in Ghana for a week now, guys. And also, quick tangent. This is not even a disclaimer. A quick tangent. Toronto is a part of my life. Okay. You know how I said I'm always like giving disclaimers now. Oh my God, I'm about to do one, but let's just go with it. Okay. But I just want to say that because I've had that experience, I am going to pull from my experience every now and then if it's going to help me explain something that I want to say. And so I'm probably going to be saying, oh, and then in Toronto, oh, when please. I beg you, don't sit in your room and listen to it and be like, oh my God, Toronto, yeah, and see who you're like, girl, go to Toronto. And you get it. I mean, listen, a lot of people in Toronto think Toronto is like trash, but I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be pulling from there. Oh, this was so unnecessary. But anyway, maybe an update. I've been back in Ghana for like a week now, and I have really been watching. And amazing discoveries. I want to start with Big So-So. You know, there's this, and listen, everybody's playing a game. I honestly like it for them to play a game. But I'm going to comment on the game she's playing because it's reading as this person is getting all the attention that I wish I had. And so let me go and stir the pot. You know, whether it's from what she perceives to be as the audience through drama or from men. Because like, which boy has moved to Big So-So? Yeah. And it's so interesting that like they make that such a thing on the show. It's like who is able to get a boy or who is able, like you can literally go to the show and not, because when we started, I remember Big Brother Africa, Abby and Gaetano, the couples were never the majority. Like if you've been watching Big Brother Nigeria after Big Brother Africa, the couples are never the majority. It's maybe one or two people. And like the success rate is always kind of like split in the middle. You know, we have Bam Bam, we have whatever. But like now it's like it's a bit much. Everybody's trying to be a couple, everybody's trying to do, you know. And so I feel like sometimes, you know, when you're not getting the attention, it's like, okay, what has everybody seen in this girl? Because that's what I think she's given to Dede. That was so unnecessary. So go and ask Dede that, why are you are stringing three men along? Is it fair? Da, 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 da. And then when she tells you that she doesn't want to have this conversation with you, you start to call her Ashao. When they become, as you said, it's a difference between prostitute and Ashao. Auntie. It's amazing to me how the people that like make noise about being bad bitches on BBN never stand on business when Ibuka asks questions. Like, where are the doings? Where are the touches? I need you people to like mean what you say. Media was really changing that answer up. I remember, listen, when I first started watching at the top of the week, those were two interactions that I was really, really questioning. I was like, ah. Me, when I was watching on social media clips and stuff, I was like, oh, I really like Dede and Midi. I really like Dede and Midi. And I'm listening to this girl talk to Bright Morgan of all people, okay? We're going to come to you. Talk to Bright Morgan about like, oh, Dede was telling her that, whether Jason G or Coyne, I don't remember, somebody was telling Dede that Dede is very beautiful and that Dede intentionally paused as if Dede was waiting for her to co-sign the fact that she was the prettiest in the house or something. And I'm like, from where to where? How did you get here? If your friend is telling you a story, that is what somebody's at the point, maybe the point for dramatic, say something about, because she's literally just telling you something. Say something. You are now misinterpreting her silence, and then our bride is telling you that, oh, if it wasn't for the fact that you guys walk together all the time, nobody will compare you, because, like, that was such a disgusting conversation. I'm sorry. I just felt like it was not necessary, especially for somebody that you are seeing as your friend. And I'm also finding out just today or Sunday that, like, they knew each other before the house. That's why, like, the friendship was even, like, a thing. Oh. It's not giving on her side of things because Bright Morgan's about to dump her ass. Bright Morgan's already started moving to Isabella. And with all her, let's not do this anymore that she's giving him, he's going to move to her. Now that Ibuka is exposed, because I've not even watched since Ibuka exposed, Dede's going to now be a bit more on her toes. Finding out what Kola had to say about Koyin really put Koyin in a mood. I could see it on his face. And so Dede and Koyin being friends and both finding out that people that they thought they are cool with have something to say about them. They are going to bond. This is my prediction for the week. They're going to bond and we'll see the drama that ensues. Because my thing is, this whole Brian Morgan and Isabella thing is going to escalate this week. And Media is going to need somebody. And Dede is not going to be there for her. That is what I'm predicting. But yeah, all the supporting casts, Faith and Joanna, interesting. I saw Faith saying that, oh, this is a time wasting. He wants to leave. Then later I was talking about liking Joanna. I mean, are they shipping the two of them? That's interesting. I mean, he's quite a character, but yeah. I enjoy Joanna more. I like her voice and I like how she is, like her vibe. She's just really chill. You know what I mean? I was talking to my mother the other day. Oh my God, guys. My mother is obsessed with Emisi. And you know what? This is the thing. Emisi knows her demographic. My mother is And that's the thing, my mind also changes quite a lot. It was the girl that won the All-Star Ilebaye. Look at how hot-headed she was. That was my mother's favorite. And now my mother's favorite is Imisi. My mother didn't like Wise Money, mind you. So it's like, what is going on, girl? I can't even read her. She always has very, very like polar opposite like favorites. So it is what it is. But hey, guys, BBN updates. I'm loving the show. This is really 10 over 10. I think the casting was perfect. Like even the people that left, people are like, they should have been in the house. Even upon all those people leaving, there is still enough that is entertaining us. Like, bruh, this is a good season. So it is what it is. All right, now let's move on. So you guys know that D-Black, there's a show that D-Black does on YouTube, Uncut with D-Black. Why did I say that? Oh my God. This is the effects of the laugh, guys. Relax. Uncut with D-Black. So he sits in this barber shop and he invites people over and they have like conversations. I haven't watched enough episodes to know whether they are all about music, but this is what this came from. So he was with EL, PY Adubuatsing. You guys don't know PY. For those of you who know the one show on Viasat One, where I worked as an intern in the production department in 2014. Yeah, somewhere there. I worked there as a production department intern. So I knew I was working on the one show, and there came a time that they wanted to, bring on someone because Justin had been doing it for a while and PY came on. So it became PY and Justin, but it was still the one show. So that's where I know PY from. And Joey B, right? Joey B was also there. And Joey B is actually the one that brought all of this about. I think they were talking about their favorite hip-hop artists from Ghana. And I think the subject of comparison to South Korea came up, which always does. And I think Manifest's name came up and Joey B was saying, oh, like Manifest, yeah, he'd be, you know, but like, we will find somebody like better, or nobody say like better, but like, you know, somebody else where, you know, basically waffling around the fact that like it just, for me, it seemed like, okay, let me get this out. The politically correct way, but I get what you were saying. But you know, that whole thing happened, the video happened, and then Manifest tweeted, it took me a couple of years to realize when they talk about flow in these parts, they mean how fast you rhyme, girl. When I tell you, Stark Nation, and the Stubborn Boys and Girls on Twitter, decided to take this thing on, everybody was like fired up. You know how the fans do. You know, and I don't think Manifest even like directly addressed it. It could have been any, like this could be a random tweet. But A, because that video was out, because the comparison was made and what was said, people are assuming that, you know, Manifest probably has beef. And I was watching Kojo Sheldon's take on this and he actually played a clip where Manifest himself was saying that South Korea has the best flow. So it, whatever he's saying, because he's saying it took me a couple of years to realize that when they talk about flow in these parts, that means that he feels like the definition of flow in these parts is not what flow should be. So if he is saying South Korea has the best flow, then maybe this tweet was not about that. I don't know, you know. Then again, sometimes I believe that sometimes artists tap into some of the mess so that they're a little bit like, you know, people remember, hey, I'm still here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's fine. That's marketing and branding. That's how, listen, that's your job. So I get it. I'm not going to judge you. Yeah. Anyway, that's that on that. No. But let me tell you something. I wanted to gag over. If I find it so funny that they were sitting there, they were asking this question. Joey B was talking about, oh, let's find somebody. And I'm like, bruh, I hate to be EL right now. Like 2016 hip hop artist of the year is sitting right there. And we're talking about, let's find somebody that can, and no, like, why didn't anybody say EL? I was very confused by that. and then like, I just ended up saying that, okay, maybe let's say that he's there because he's like most qualified to speak on the matter, I guess. Cause then, you know, 20, but like, I was just like, that's so funny. Like, come on. Mm-mm, that was funny. Anyway, moving on. We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Thicker Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Ficka Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite maps, ride-sharing, or menu-finder delivery app, and enter Ficka Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Ficka Tea House, we stay real. So, guys, listen. I see all the hullabaloo on X about this Akwaba Obake thing. And I want to tell you something. I have read all the tweets. I have seen all the videos. I have thought. And you know what I've come to a conclusion with? It's not by force to have an opinion on everything. Yes. For this one, I simply don't have an opinion. I don't know. I've thought about it. I've tried to be bothered by it. I've tried. I'm like, okay, where do I stand? What do I believe? And nothing is popping up. And maybe it will take time. Because sometimes that's what happens to me. Like, it really do be taking time. Maybe 2 weeks from now, I just have an epiphany. I've been having epiphanies a lot in my 30s. Oh my God. A thinking person. But yeah. So for now, I'm just like, you know what I mean? Because on one hand, the accounts, right? The Ga Union, they were pushing for this. What else are they supposed to do? That's the Ga Union, right? The job description is right there. They have to advocate, and it's up to them. I just don't know why, there's a lot of energy that is put into complaining about the people that are talking about this thing and saying that there are better issues. I feel like upon recognition that there are better issues, how did you contribute to making those issues better? Like, I just feel like we can be very pretentious online sometimes. Like, sometimes it's not necessary. We are very pretentious online sometimes, and it's a bit too much, because the truth of the matter is, you're so quick to talk about the fact that somebody's not doing this, somebody's not doing that, when you have not even made any significant attempts to do some. Like, yeah. If you believe that, like, there's a sanitation problem, take it upon yourself. And you see, that's the thing, though. It doesn't even have to be on social media. It doesn't have to be the fact that you are making noise about or whatever. Like, in your real life, what are you doing? Come up with solutions, ideas. Look at Bus Stop Boys. Some people just started and came up with this. They're like, you know what? We have to clean our streets, whatever. Bus Stop Boys. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Those people, guess what they're not doing? They are not sitting around on Twitter giving opinions to this, because they are working. They are showing working. That's just my thing. Like, I'm not, like, on anybody's side or whatever. I feel like the Ga Union is going to do what the Ga Union is supposed to do. People are going to do what people are going to do. But I just feel like when you got complaining and da 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 da, because that's what I was seeing a lot of, instead of this, instead of that, I'm like, instead of, what are you doing? Why must you bring it up only when something else is happening? Why can't you bring it up when nobody's talking about it? Be the revolutionary. All right. That's just how I feel about that. Okay, so I'm going to end with this very wild story that Kwame sent to me. Okay. So, to be quite honest with you, I've not been watching Delay for a while now. It's just a combination of being obsessed with my Shameless rewatch. And it's like every time I watch the clip, I don't know the person. And so I just like charge it. But Kwame sent me this one on Sexy Afra. And this whole story, y'all, like, it's almost as if Harry Lord took a meeting with Tyler Perry and said, girl, how we gonna fuck them up? Like, this was very interesting to, like, okay, let me give you the background, right? I've seen this girl before on TikTok. I've seen her in a video, like, I think she was, like, cooking or something. She just be there. She's not, like, doing anything, like, you know, but she has a lot of views. And I've seen her in, like, somebody's live, yeah. I've not really paid attention to her. I don't know her backstory. So I went into this Delay interview really blind. So that when they were talking about this boy that she apparently left her husband in the UK for, after the husband came for her from Ghana, she went to the UK, lived there for 3 weeks. He was working on papers, bought her a phone. She said a man in Ghana convinced her to leave the man. And even when her mother and her brother said no, she threatened to drink poison. And then she came to Ghana. And then she came to be with a man. And the man convinced her that she should not pay attention to her mother. Because in life, when you are growing, you have to think about yourself so you can advance yourself. Everybody else behind you has to figure themselves out. So she didn't pay attention to her mother for 2 years. Her mother was sick. Then they called her. Then she started feeling bad because now her mother is sick. And she went to tell the guy. Like, the guy made so many promises to her. Basically, the guy said, oh, if you leave the man, I'll take care of you and your mother, you know. So she's like, you said you do this, but you have not been doing it. So what are we going to do? And she said, the guy started giving her mother $1,005 every month. And, you know, she just feels like the way she neglected her mother, her thinking and whatever is what, like, she started crying. Girl, she was crying on the set. Okay. If she's acting that she's good, she was crying on the set. It was very heart-wrenching. I was like almost waiting for her to see her mother because the way she was talking, you know, but apparently, yeah. And basically, yeah, she said, and one thing about the girl, she stood on business. She recognized that she messed up. She didn't do the white man well. She said she went back and begged him for his forgiveness. Yeah, she stood on business and said, like, I really fucked up because I left this situation, which was potentially good for me. Came to Ghana to come and do this thing. And he said her boyfriend was, like, just obsessed with social media, which, honestly, that should have been a clue for me. But I was, like, still lost because a lot of people can do that. So imagine my surprise when, after the interview, I'm watching Kula, because Kwame sent me two links. The second one was Headless YouTuber. And he's playing this new Archipelago song, which Kwame says is literally Missy Elliott's beat. But like, oh my God, the song is called Abrantie, no? And he literally starts the song by saying, "Drop me down for no, on such a new approach." I'm sorry. And this nigga's just driving around in a Benz GLC 300. Like, he's just driving around. It's this white Benz GLC 300, no number plates. Or maybe it's there, but it's faded. Because, you know, when I went to Toronto, I realized that the back number plates, like, the number plates are not very visible. They have, like, a tint over them. So sometimes it can look like it's not there, but it's there. But yeah. I'm like, what? So the guy that Sexy Afra is talking about, who made her leave her husband and came and didn't take care of her and her mother the way he promised, is Archipelago. My God. I had no idea. Archipelago was dissing her down, even brought delay into the crossroads. Oh yes. Literally the hook of the song is Eya Kano Kre. Yeah, baby. A lot. And so, you know, I was still in disbelief. I was like, ah, really? Because in my mind, when I even saw the thumbnail and I saw Archipelago, you know, Archipelago, like, for the last few, whatever, he's been making content out of things that have happened. When Daddy Lumba died, he came to say something. When Molly's Shake It to the Max came out, he did his remake. Like, he's been in the news, like, just contributing to pop culture. So when I saw it, I thought he was just giving commentary on the interview. So find out that he's the one. And I further went to TikTok to go and search, and I saw videos of them online in compromising positions, expressing love to each other. I was like, what? Where have I been? And apparently they're legally married. This is so interesting, guys. Like, I haven't really paid attention to the scene. But it's like, how is all of this going on? And apparently this story has got TikTok in a chokehold, baby. Everybody's talking about this. Like, I saw a video of Afra, like, coming to admit that she really did the wrong thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, the girl, she stands on business. She's only 25. She's been through so much. She went to work in Russia. I was like, very interesting, oh. Very interesting. Things are happening. This is happening. Stop. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, listen. And with that, that is going to be what is happening, what is trending, what is popping here in Accra. Stick around and stay. Listen, we're just getting started. It's about to be lit. Oh, Queen. I want to be the best for you.
Waiting, I do. I did go cuckoo. Trying to keep my cool. Every day, getting troubles too. I for the keep, I'm true. Mommy, you know me. Better than most of them do. Purpose driven, mission clinging to what I'm meant to. Sometimes guys be falling when I'm drawing all my human strength. Guess it all depends if Lady Luck choose me as a friend. As and when, visitation to my liquor locker. Liquid courage, demons in a carriage. Send a nigga savage. Yesu, Christo, Alma, Biko. Every day, people. Every day, people, sometimes feeble. Then I reload. Green light, we go. Green light. Too young to be disillusioned. Too old not to know solutions. So giving my 2 cents on the internet a nuisance. I know intimate confusion, but clarity I'm professing. Come to my delicatessen, food for thought selection. Pardon me, I know parts of me broken possibly. Wherever I'll be, I'll probably make you proud of me. When I say don't worry, that be when you start to worry. Obviously, say my thank you, saying don't forget my stories and the story. Toast to new beginnings. What's the saint? All the times that I was sinning. I want to make you proud with many, many winners. We can go out on the yachts. We can wear the fine linen. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're back. Yes, that's from Stanton. We're back. Anyway, so listen, this is a Vox Pop episode, guys. Listen, we haven't done one of these for a long time, okay? I just haven't been going out. And even when I do, it's very different, like, kind of going out these days. Like, I'm going bowling. I am going out of town with my friends, taking, like, a villa. And, like, we're just, it's not very, you know, nightlife outing that, like, it used to be. So I used to run into people and always do Vox Pops. But, baby, we decided to come back with a Vox Pop, a little throwback to when the times were still hippie and jiggy. And we're finding out about Ghanaianisms. Listen, you know, like, the stuff that I was saying about the Ghanaian obituary at the beginning of the thing, like, there's so many things that are distinctively Ghanaian. I think we don't really think about it. And so in this episode, okay, we're going to be asking people, what do you understand when a Ghanaian says, feel free? You guys have heard it before. Whether you went to a restaurant to somebody, whether you've gone to somebody's house, whether you are into somebody's office for the first time, feel free. What does it really mean? What do you understand by it? And that's what we did. And so as usual, I went to the people, the places, the functions, the events. Actually, no events. But listen, I did the absolute most and got you these responses, okay? So now we're going to listen to them. We're going to see what people think, okay? Listen, you're going to be, you know what it is. With the people that we talk to, they speak freely. So back up. This is the part where you put the AirPods in. This is the part where you put, like, you know, take it off the speakerphone. If you're listening in the car, well, brace yourself because it is what it is. All right, we'll be right back and we'll discuss.
I just say, yeah, they are open.
It also depends on nipa no, the relationship on nipa no.
Okay.
Yeah. And to say, what can you mean feel free? I mean feel free.
But boss, I'll be counting out to so.
Yeah, I know the hey. What is it feel free to feel free thing?
Be comfortable.
Yeah.
But not so comfortable.
Why?
Because we feel free too much. I told someone to feel free in my house. He went to take my toilet roll in my bathroom, like, what can
I go? But I said, hey, no. If I come to your house, like, and you tell me to feel free, and then you have an issue with me taking toilet roll.
No, cause yeah, feel free, but not so free. It's like when I say, oh yeah, I invited to my food, but I don't want you to say.
Don't say it. What do you mean by that?
No, but.
Look at that. You are lucky that most of the time when we say you are invited, people don't actually want to eat.
You're not supposed to want to eat.
You are not supposed. Then why did you say?
It's just.
I don't have a fake life, sir. No.
Do whatever you like. Feel free. I know they don't really mean it, but like.
Why don't they really mean it?
Feel free. Hey, they don't mean it, though.
They don't mean it. So why did they say it?
It's like a threat. Feel free. I do it and see. They say feel free, but I feel like do it and see.
Just in such a
way. Say. It's a threat.
Everybody say, under the canopy.
It means be careful.
Hey,
be very careful.
Directly.
No, like, be very careful.
Why?
Ah, my cat say feel free. Doesn't mean that, what do you call, do whatever I want. It means for Nyan Satomo. So be very careful in the way you do your things.
Really? You guys seriously believe that everybody that says feel free is trying to tell you that there's a limit? I feel like feel free,
No. There's a limit. Like, you come to my house and I have a box of chocolate and I'm like, oh, feel free. It means take one or two. If you want to have more, ask me, oh, can I take more? I'm like, oh yeah, go on. You can do whatever you want. But if I was saying feel free, that doesn't mean that when I continue to see six. What about them?
You're not there's a serious pandemic here. And the problem is that, no. Why don't people say what they mean? But what do you mean by that? If you tell me feel free, please.
No, if I say feel free, it means that finance are too home. Relax, finance are too home. Don't do whatever it is that you think you want.
Which part of the feel and free? Which part of the feel and free?
It's just called Ketsi. Ketsi is me saying feel free. But also, Nyansa is still being like, oh, let me take small, let me take a crazy.
Have sense.
What does that mean?
Like, you can take something, but use your home trading.
Well, because of the chocolate situation. Twitter chocolate.
No, but like, growing up, Omega, the feel free, what do you understand by it?
Oh, feel free, like, you know, be comfortable, eat, drink, but like within reason.
So what are certain things that are not within reason?
Don't drink a whole bottle of Coke.
What size? Because 500 ml. 1 liter.
Yes. Don't drink all. Leave some for someone else.
That's why I said in what contest?
Oh, open contest.
Now, so feel free. Then I should open the fridge.
What open? Now open as feel free.
And then we go into another body. Yeah. We just go into another body. No.
Oh, sir.
Hi. So feel free.
Okay.
Feel free.
Already going to
mine,
so let's go.
Feel when a Ghanaian says feel free, it means do whatever you like. It's over. Maybe we feel now catch say feel free. And the inkusia for bro the full loaf. Not tea in our fridge name. Masano makaho. Yeah.
No fears.
Because also being feel free.
And one, no.
Yeah. Freedom and justice.
I have butter bread, sugar bread, white bread, tea bread, all types of bread, all types of bread. I have butter bread, sugar bread, tea bread, white bread, all types of bread, all types of bread.
It means that you will give me a nappy. Remove all your foolishness, remove it. That's what feel free means.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Why is it a test?
Oh, it's not a test though, but it's like you're on the path to foolishness, so continue.
A display of stupidity.
Oh yes, display.
Cross.
Like feel free. Basically.
I like that one. Ghana Nikasa feel free. What do you understand by it?
In what context?
Hey, we don't have your context.
If it's sex, I'm about to say, go ahead and now run the dress.
Is that what comes to your mind easily, sex?
Feel free. That means a person is trying to be open about anything. Tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Ah, in the conversation, I said, oh, feel free, you can tell me.
Yeah.
I'm open-minded, so
au revoir.
It's cool.
Okay, we are not saying yes.
It means definitely do not feel free.
Why? You seem to be speaking from personal experience.
Yeah, it's like, you are invited when I'm eating. You are definitely not invited. Don't
true.
Touch my food.
I actually don't say that because I don't want to give you false confidence.
No, I
don't
even lie to you at all.
It's true. So basically, feel free is the equivalent of you are invited, but don't put you in my food.
But respect yourself.
Oh, what's me around my fridge, mo? Tnase. I come on the wa feel free. Yeah.
And see, under that notion, say who feel free, not after what say, what's your response to that?
All time is in my head.
It's not also feel free. Since you are doing what you want to do to feel free. But then all of a sudden, I'll say, hey, why?
And you can't even tell me, Bono.
Yeah.
Of course. Jim, you're not going to call.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's basically, you know, I can't feel free. There's no lines you can't cross.
Of course, there are lines. But my point is, like, don't tell people to feel free if you don't mean it. Because, like, it's such an open invitation.
And yeah.
Why now do you put
here? Oh, please.
That means put your feet up, eat their food.
So you remove your shoes and put on the table?
If that's how I'll relax, I mean.
Sir.
So feel free. Anna.
Okay. A lot of people seem to think, say, no, you can't feel all the way free. But we're feeling very free. Oh,
someone can say feel some free. Or say feel free.
There are no boundaries.
No boundaries.
Has somebody told you to feel free before? And what was the circumstance?
Oh, send it to fear now to feel free. See, who did be an anybody made in a
no, that's how I can find a chocolate lady.
Say feel free.
It's our fridge, my own be no offer.
Oh. Open invitation. Feel free, open invitation.
Okay, I like your vim.
Can I ask you too? What does feel free mean?
Make yourself at home.
But you know, you're only thinking about this in the making yourself at home. You know, somebody will be like, if you don't give me the money, I will go. Okay, feel free. What was it? There are different connotations. Let's move on to one side.
I think I agree with what she said. Feel free, so anything you want to do, you can do.
I see. Well, anyway, words mean
because
things.
They usually repeat it. Oh, feel free. Oh, I said feel free, so.
You don't think it's such a. Like something, a test.
You know, for some twisted people, it's a test. Like, feel free, but then they are looking at you. Hey, now no, so make us feel free. And
Meanwhile, the person feel free. I know.
Yeah.
Uko restaurants, no, we say, feel free, buy whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, it means that there's no budget, right? I mean.
And so personally, you won't even like try to be budget conscious.
Oh, I will actually, because I was raised well.
Oh, in some moment you budget conscious, and
oh,
say
this. There's no piano in the feel free. Yeah.
In talking, let's say you go to a very expensive restaurant. What personal budget will you give yourself?
Oh, it depends. I mean, if I look at the person, if the person has money and the person says such feel free, of course,
what will you use to determine?
I would order the most expensive thing on the menu, but then I would also not limit myself. I would feel free. I'll feel comfortable.
Do you think you ask for takeaway?
No, I wouldn't.
Because you're too evil.
Yeah. Takeaway, they ask you come with you. So, I won't do that.
All right, we're back. Listen, it's just very interesting to me that the way our socialization works really requires a lot of white lies. Yeah. Ghanaian culture, Ghanaian, the things that we uphold, you know, the extended family system, the community, the togetherness, it is just a facade, y'all. You know this. It is. Being able to love everybody around you is not possible. Like, everybody is good. Everybody, like, the people that live like that, like, they're just, everybody is, you know, it's very interesting to me. And I feel like that is what we do. And we're socialized into it. And so we perform these little things that we don't really mean. So right from the jump, we are not genuine. You are invited. You really don't want to give that person. But your mother will say, hey, won't you invite uncle? Your mother will say, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you invite me. Oh, you are invited. Uncle, please, you are invited. Your mother will say, oh, won't you invite uncle? You know, like, it's a thing. We see it happen and we grow up doing it when we don't really mean it, but we know we are supposed to say it. Girl, what you mean telling me feel free? I'm not me. I will tell. Listen, I met with a friend. I remember like getting to the closing end of my trip in Toronto. I met with a friend, right? And I was trying to, you know, I was really trying to be that kind of person. I'm like, oh, I've called you to come out. So let me pay for this brunch that we're about to do. And I had checked my balance on the way in the Uber. And I realized that I'd been making decisions that were not healthy for the time that I had left. So as soon as she sat down, I said, look, I really wanted to buy you like whatever you want to eat. But the budget is no budget. So what I did was I looked at the menu and I got two dishes that I think we can mix up and have a good time. And God bless the king and queens of portions. I forget the name of the restaurant. Oh my goodness. The portions were so much. Yes. Oh, you need to do it. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. And we don't have that. And so that's why, oh, feel free, but really, you know, let me just, you know, because we all know that we all perform niceness to each other. Ghanaians are hospitable. Huh? I feel like the most genuine hospitality that we ever get, we ever give out to foreigners. Like when people come here, yeah. And even like with the, I would say, educated few, we've kind of taken on this approach to also like not let that fly too much. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's just what I think about it. It's time for us to get into our listener letter. Oh, I'm excited. I said they've been willing to tell my friend is Susie. I said to my trap before falling my knee boobies. I buried chicken, man, 2-piece. I paid her tuition, what are the name be school fees? Lights, action. I was in the picture, question, never the caption. Chroma, I don't, she ain't feeling the hardship. Let you go home, make her count of fashion. Fashion, fashion. But she need a real, she no be into plastic. This we do for love. Action, action, action. All right, we're back, and it's time for us to do a listener letter. What are we going to call this one? Let me see. Let me see. Jackie was saying some things on her album. Okay, Nankebeding says day. Yes, Nankebeding say. This is not a letter per se. No, let me do it again. Oh my God, this is not going to sound good on the audio clip that we cut to put on the internet. It's not going to sound good. Okay, so this letter is from Nankebeding Sidney. This is what he has to say. This is not a letter per se. I have a question for Joseph. He has previously been vocal about the packs of Indomie he can eat in a sitting. Since he's trying to be healthier now, has he cut it out of his diet completely, or he has reduced the number of packs he can take in a sitting? Oh my God, these are the fans that really listen. Yeah. My friends have been on this podcast, and me, myself, when I was in first year in HSE, I used to eat 8 packs of Indomie. The small size, guys. The small size. 8 packs. Like, I just eat. I really eat. It's so amazing that I'm skinny. I eat a lot. Oh my God. I eat so much. I eat too. I like food. I like food so much. I eat. So because of that, I'm always having to like be active. I'm always having to work out and stuff because, you know, like, you can look good. You can be slim because I have a high metabolism. That's honestly what it is. My father and my uncle was like, bitch, muscles. So, but you have to work the inside because, you know, so that's why I'm very active and everything. But yeah. I would say that I don't eat Indomie as much. I think for the greater part of this year, I saw a video that was saying that like Indomie is not entirely bad as long as every time you eat it, we have some fiber where they like, so eat it with vegetables, blah, blah, blah. I saw a video like that. So I reduced my intake of Indomie. Like I really don't eat Indomie as much as I used to do. Like maybe I'll eat like 3 times in a year. Like, you know what I mean? Even especially like when we are out and it's late and we have to eat Indomie to survive, like I won't eat it unless I make it. Like that's the thing. If I'll eat it unless I make it, and I'll put like, you know, like vegetables inside. I'll make sure that there's no like, and like, I know it sounds a lot, but let me tell you, when I visited my aunt in Toronto and with her kids, she's like, her house is spotless. She's always like making sure her kids keep the house clean. As soon as something like drops, you wipe, like, and she reminded me so much of my mother because my mother also does that. And I mentioned it to her and she told me that like, oh, my mother and her grew up with these old women, these gown women, and they were very particular about how they wanted their things. So that is it. And today I was literally cleaning my kitchen and I said, oh my God. Oh my God. The way I obsess over detail, my level of tidiness is being passed down to me by gown matriarchs. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God. I am them. It's crazy. But anyway, I'm just like, oh yeah, if I'm going to make it, there's no MSG. I have to check, like, you know, my dietitian told me about like the spices that are good. So yeah, I want to make it on my own. Like, if I'm going to put meats inside beef or whatever, like it's air fried, it's not deep fried. Those little moderations, the modifications that I've done. I know, guys, listen, I'm just trying to be here for a long time because, I really love, you know, being able to do the things that I like to do. And so, yeah, I'm just, you know, just trying to. And the thing is, like, I saw a tweet that was saying that sometimes when we think about our future, we always forget that the future cannot be perfect. Like, we forget to think about what our life will look like if something happens to us, or like if there's like, no, you said every time we imagine the future, we forget to think about the possibility of ill health. And I mean, that's because, you know, we want to manifest good things. But it's like, I just want to put myself and my body in a position where like I can say that like I'm making a conscious effort, because you don't want to be a burden in your old age. You know, there'll be a time for that, but like you don't want to start it off too early, like in your 50s. No, boo boo, no. You know what I mean? So that's just what I'm trying to do. But anyway. Yeah. So Nankebeding, that's what I have to say, y'all. What you guys think? Like, do you think I'm crazy for eating 8 Indomies? Like, I used to eat too, and I'll fry egg and I'll put what was the canned thing, Zwan. Hey, let me do a ketchup. Oh my God. Oh my shit. So big beans. I'll be eating. Oh my goodness. Shout out to Omar Kadi. Oh my God. He's worrying me so much. Like, he waits when I finish doing it. He said, eat some. I'd be like, no, I'll do another one for him. And he was shocked. I think that's how the thing even spread. Because it was like, I'd done 8 packs of Indomie and he was like, he wants to eat some. And I was like, nah, because he didn't say it, I didn't say the right number. He was like, ah, but I can't finish 8. I said, I'll finish 8. So I made extra 2 for him and I finished the 8. And he just kept telling people about it. Yeah. Anyway, guys, that is our podcast. We're going to do the shout outs and, time for us to be signing out. Thank you.
body like Hamadan. If you love me, let me know. If you really, really love me, let me know. Cause that's a day.
Love you by the feeling gone. Oh yeah. Used to tell you my baby hold on. Still strong like me nah mean no. Real love float when fake love choke. Make it well it firm like a rope on a boat. Ah, used to say me and your star rambo.
Okay, on this episode of the podcast, I want to shout out my good friend Maureen Biney. Yes, happy birthday, Maureen. She just celebrated her birthday recently. Happy birthday to you and your little angel. We love you so much. I just want to thank you for all the support that you give the show. Yeah, you rock. And yeah, that is our show, people. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is the first episode I brought you here, somebody told you about us, listen, you know you loved it. It's time for you to reach. If truly deep down you have nothing good to say, please stay back of the line. We don't want to hear it. Keep it to yourself. Keep that negativity to yourself. But if you have a 5-star and glowing, glowing, glowing recommendations, fill it up. Apple Music and on Spotify. You know what to do. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report. And of course, my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, for locking it down, doing it this way with me all these years. I'm going to leave you and I'm going to love you and I'm going to go and be back next time. My name is Joseph Inti. You've been listening to Sincerely Accra. Make sure you're always checking for us because you know what it is. A good time on Sincerely Accra. I love you. Bye.
Finally you want me, where you are attracted, maybe I should take you out. Do you wanna jet ski, or we should just drive out of town and watch the moonlight? I found out you love to swim, I don't bet I could watch you do your thing. Ooh baby, love me, give me sugar, call me when you want. This one no be fake love, watch me or do. Say now, pekasa, talk to me or do. I don't wanna do too much, but you got me on lock. Whenever you call me, I'll be your only homie. I never knew you could love me, I'll be the one you be loving. Whenever you call me, I'll be your only homie. I never knew you could love me, I'll be the one you be loving.
Fine girl with a pretty face, I'm yours, you are free to say. Dark skin with a sexy lips, big back and a cutie waist. Love life and she keep it straight. Back off, big nash the shake. Real one or this one be fake. Soft life, which one be sick? Fantasy, fantasy. Girl they kill me, no get sympathy. Bushia me, give me energy. I they sweat, me here handkerchief. Fancy girl, oh free man Kasim. They slept on me now with the girl of my dreams. I got you a present, which one would you choose? A chopper, a breaking or Sam Jimmy choose?
Love me, give me sugar, call me when you want. This one no be fake love, watch me or do. Say now, pekasa, talk to me or do. I don't wanna do too much, but you got me a look. Whenever you call me, I'll be your only homie. I never knew you could love me, I'll be the one you be loving. Whenever you call me, I'll be your only homie. I never knew you could love me, I'll be the one you be loving.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.